The city of Boston's skyline looks a little plainer than it did 2 weeks ago. Cognoscenti commentator Anita Diamond is among those who miss the large mural that first appeared on the city's tallest building back in September.
The disappearance of the mural on the Hancock Tower is bumming me out. The first time I saw it, I was driving, and I had a hard time keeping my eyes on the road. As the weeks passed, the image became a welcome surprise every time, whether I was heading east on the Mass Pike or walking along Mass Ave toward Back Bay. The man on the wooden raft, to me it was indisputably a raft, endeared the Hancock Tower to me. I stopped thinking of it as the Plywood Palace, where, while under construction, 133 panes of glass popped out and had to be replaced with sheets of plywood. When it finally opened in 1976, it swayed, and there were complaints of motion sickness on the top floors. Those problems were resolved long ago, although the building is still responsible for a terrible wind tunnel down on Clarendon Street, where I once saw a gust lift a toddler off her feet. But now I see the Hancock Tower as a stunning canvas, shimmering blue or gray in answer to the seasonal sky, now waiting for a new image to materialize. It seemed to me that the man on the raft never got the respect he deserved. I liked Janet Eckelman's aerial sculpture, which fluttered above the Rose Kennedy Greenway last summer. The gossamer macrame was called As If It Were Already Here, and it was a site-specific confection. You had to be on site to see it. By contrast, J.R.'s untitled work, at 150 feet wide, 86 feet tall, and 50 stories up, could claim all of Boston as its site. It transformed the Hancock Tower into a vertical lake, or a snapshot of the Atlantic from above. In a way, it was a celebration of our port city with its historic harbor, where sometimes, on a foggy day, you can catch the scent of brine all the way to Alston.
Anita Diamond is a journalist and author based in Boston. She's also a contributor to WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti. Read her essays and many others at WBUR.org.